Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and if a romantic dinner is in your plans, you're hardly alone. Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolf looks at the long history of the relationship between food and love.
Even before Mark Anthony fed grapes to Cleopatra, food and romance were, well, intimate. Nearly every food, from artichoke to zucchini, has been considered an aphrodisiac. Foods that are exotic or suggestive of certain body parts are especially desirable. Let me say right away, there's no proof that any of these foods actually deliver. But hope, unlike some things, springs eternal. To review, there are the aphrodisiacs everyone knows about. Chocolate. The Aztec emperor Montezuma drank 50 goblets of hot chocolate before visiting his harem of 600. And legendary lover Casanova supposedly ate chocolates before going on a date. Oysters were first called aphrodisiacs by the ancient Romans, who wrote about the wanton behavior of women who ate the bivalves. Oysters do have high zinc levels, which is supposed to increase sperm count. And Aphrodite, the goddess of love, was born from seafoam. Both garlic and onions are considered to be aphrodisiacs. Just remember the breath issue. Basil is used in voodoo love ceremonies. And pricey saffron is supposed to inflame both men and women. Honey, of course, is an aphrodisiac. Honeymoon may come from the ancient practice of drinking mead, honey wine, for a lunar month after marriage. Some recommend eating asparagus spears for 3 days for maximum strength. Bananas and zucchini speak for themselves. Napoleon and the Marquis de Sade both ate truffles as a romantic aid. Madame Pompadour tried to inspire herself for Louis XIV by living on truffles, vanilla, and celery. In our own time, there have been rumors that green M&Ms have aphrodisiac powers. Then there are the aphrodisiacs not found on most grocery shelves. In some places, antlers and horns are ground up and sprinkled on food. Tiger whiskers work for some, and the Bible is full of references to the romantic properties of mandrake root. But remember, it may all be in your head. In Aphrodite, her memoir about the senses, Isabel Allende says, "The only truly infallible aphrodisiac is love." All you need
is love. Bonnie Wolf lives in Washington. She's writing a book called Aunt Esther's Antipasto.